AircheckDownloads.com.
On the air everywhere. It's the official Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown, broadcasting each and every week on spectacular radio stations around the world. Stations like All Hits, All Hot, Z98 in Little Rock, Arkansas. KSIT Radio, Kiss It in Rock Springs, Wyoming.
Thank you very much.
And let's not forget the fabulous B94 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, home of Clark Ingram, formerly with the Dancing California Raisins. Now back to the Rockin' America Countdown and the song that comes in at number 26 this week. Climbing two notches, here's Paul Carrick and I Live by the Groove.
Everybody
That's Paul Carrick and I Live by the Groove. Sliding up two slots this week to number 26 on the Rockin' America Countdown. I'm Scott Shannon, stepping into the old time machine, setting the controls for 1963. And going back with Dionne Warwick.
Don't make me over.
Dionne Warwick from 26 years ago. The song is Don't Make Me Over, and it's back. A remade version by a lady named Sybil Lynch. This week, it moves up 2 points to number 25 on the countdown. Here's Sybil and her version of Don't Make Me Over. Last week, that song was at number 27. This week, it's at number 25. Her name is Sybil. Her song is Don't Make Me Over. I'm Scott Shannon with a strange story about Madonna. Now, way back before she was a star, she was down and out in New York City, trying hard just to stay alive. Her very first job, working behind the counter at a donut shop. The day she started, one of the customers was real rude to her, so Madonna squirted a big glob of jelly all over this geek's tie. Well, that got her fired, but it was worth it just to see the look on that dummy's face. This week, Madonna's 20th Rockin' America hit moves up 5 spots to number 24. Here's Madonna and Oh Father.
It's funny that way.
That's Madonna and Oh Father, jumping up 5 notches this week on the countdown to number 24. I'm Scott Shannon, along with that musclehead weirdo, Mr. Leonard.
Wait, Scott, I got a quick one for you.
Not another stupid joke.
What's the difference between Oprah Winfrey and a virgin?
Well, I don't know if I like this one or not.
Well, one is trying to diet, and the
we'll be back in a moment on Rockin' America. Thank you.
Lethal is one way to describe him.
Playing the biggest hits from all 50 states. This is Rockin' America, your top 30 countdown. I'm Scott Shedden, the specially trained professional pronouncer, welcoming a guy named Joe Cocker back to the chart. His last hit was 7 years ago.
Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high.
That's Joe Cocker along with Jennifer Warnes, Up Where We Belong from 1982. It spent 3 weeks at number one. That was the last time Joe Cocker had a hit record on the countdown. This week, he's back, rolling in at number 23 with When the Night Comes. This week at number 23, that's Joe Cocker and When the Night Comes. By the way, that song was written by Bryan Adams, along with the hottest songwriter in the world today, a lady named Diane Warren. She's got 3 other hits on the countdown this week. I'm Scott Shannon, hopping right over to Belgium, where they have a style of music called New Beat that's taken control of Europe. If you don't know what it sounds like, crank up the radio and listen to this one. It's Technotronic, moving up 3 places to number 22 this week with Pump Up the Jam. That's Technotronic featuring the lovely and glamorous Felly. They got Pump Up the Jam, moving up 3 slots to number 22 this week. I'm Scott Shannon on the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. We're up to a song that was first recorded back in 1983 by a lady named Laura Branigan. Her version went to number 12 on the charts. 6 years later, the guy who co-wrote the song put out his own version. And now it's a hit all over again. Here's Michael Bolton moving up 5 places to number 21 with How Am I Supposed to Live Without You.
I could hardly believe it.
Moving up five slots to number 21 this week. That's Michael Bolton, who happens to be one of the nicest guys in the music business with How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? I'm Scott Shedden, counting down the biggest hit songs in the USA. Coming up, The Secret Singer, worth $500, and the official chart buster of the week.
Greyhound. Rockin' America. Top 30 countdown. God, Shannon.
Great Coogly Moogly, you're receiving the official Intercontinental Boogular Broadcasting Network. I'm Scott Shannon, the bootleg DJ on duty. Coming up this hour, we'll talk to Lou Graham of the group Foreigner, and we'll try to give away $500 to some lucky listener. But first, here's the comeback smash from a guy who called his first group the Nazz. He thought it was a real cool name until he discovered that another group featuring Todd Rundgren was already using it. So he thought of another name, Alice Cooper. Just popped in his head. Anyway, he was saved. No other group had that name. Sliding back 9 points this week to number 20, here's Alice and Poison. That's Poison from Alice Cooper. Dropping back 9 places to number 20 this week on Rockin' America. I remember that guy back when he used to parade up on stage with slippery, slimy snakes all over his body. He's still a little goofy. I'm Scott Shedden, counting down the biggest hits in the USA, and this song that drops back 11 places to number 19 this week. Here's Gloria Estefan and Get On Your Feet. Hip-shaking, money-making Gloria Estefan and Get On Your Feet. Dropping back 11 notches to number 19 this week on your countdown. I'm Scott Shedden, along with Mr. Leonard, the rest of the Nuthut crew, stepping over to the Snickers Secret Singer Department to try to give away $500. Now, a few weeks ago, we played you a little piece of Snickers Secret Singer number 71. It sounded like this.
I said it, baby.
You figured out Secret Singer number 71 happened to be... No, it wasn't the Rascals. It was Bruce Willis!
All right,
congratulations to the lovely lady who picks up $500 this week. We selected her answer from all the correct entries. Congratulations to Peggy Kress from Waterloo, Iowa! Peggy listens to our program on KOKZ-FM in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. She gets $500 from Rockin' America and the Snickers bar. She nailed Bruce Willis. Congratulations again, Peggy. Now stand by. If you didn't win this week, you got another chance to win $500 in the Snickers Secret Singer coming up later on in the broadcast. I'm Scott Shedden. When I get back, I'll tell you about a new album that brings together Bon Jovi, Motley Crue, Ozzy Osbourne, and Cinderella. And we'll play the Chartbuster of the Week. Broadcasting around the world via satellite. This is the Rammin' Jammin' Michael Scott Shedden and the Rockin' America Top 30 Countdown. Broadcasting from the Nut Hut Studios with all my bird brain buddies.
All right.
We're up to the latest hit from a former member of the Eagles, Mr. Don Henley. Buddies in the group, Glenn Frey, joined him on stage during a show in L.A., and Don's just produced a song for another guy from the Eagles, Timothy Schmidt. This week, Don's own song moves up 2 slots to number 18. Here's Don Henley and The Last Worthless Evening.
NewCheckDownloads.com.